With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We're anticipating another House vote today ahead of the midnight deadline for a partial government shutdown. A revised spending bill averting the shutdown was defeated in the House. Several dozen Republicans joined Democrats in voting the bill down. The measure also would have suspended the government's debt limit for 2 years. Parts of the Midwest digging out from a half foot of fresh snow. Snow, bitter cold, and ice snarling travel at a very busy time of the year.
Get ready for some of the most crowded times on the roads and at airports. AAA spokesperson Aixa Diaz says the number of people traveling for the holidays is expected to top the previous holiday season high that was set in 2019.
What we are expecting is an overall total record of 119 million travelers, and specifically the airline passengers, air travel, that's also a new record of 7.85 million.
Diaz says people are experiencing a sort of post-pandemic psychological shift, valuing visiting family and friends a lot more than they did before. Donna Warder, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, an inflation gauge closely watched by the Fed barely budged last month.
Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, prices also ticked up just 0.1% after 2 months of outsized 0.3% gains. The milder inflation figures arrived 2 days after Federal Reserve officials rocked financial markets by revealing that they now expect to cut their key interest rate just 2 times in 2025. Down from 4 in their previous estimate.
Correspondent Jeremy House watching Wall Street this morning. Stocks have turned higher. The Dow is up 294 points, the NASDAQ ahead 128, and the S&P is up 38 points. This is SRN News. A Texas town wins a Christmas prize.
The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty has given Sweetwater its annual Tiny Tim Award for fighting to keep a nativity scene on display outside the local courthouse. A local atheist demanded that the creche be removed, but residents flooded a Nolan County Commissioner's meeting to defend the display, arguing it involved no taxpayer funding and did not preclude other private citizens from making their own presentations in the same location. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court will consider South Carolina's move to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood, the latest abortion-related case the justices will consider since overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022. The court is taking up an appeal from the state, agreeing to consider the legal question of whether Medicaid patients can sue over their right to choose their own qualified provider. South Carolina moved in 2018 to cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood. SRN News. Well, it was a nice bump in used home sales last month, rising 4.8% in November.
There's been a wider selection of homes on the market, and buyers are encouraged, even as mortgage rates mostly ticked higher. Home prices have been rising, too. The typical national sales price rose 4.7% from a year earlier to just over $406,000. For many prospective buyers, high prices and elevated mortgage rates have kept home ownership out of reach. I'm Rita Foley.
Workers at 7 Amazon package delivery centers have gone on strike. The Teamsters calls it the biggest job action yet against Amazon, which says it does not expect the walkout to affect operations during what's traditionally one of the busiest times of the year. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters claims to represent almost 10,000 Amazon workers. More details, SRNnews.com.